Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says that he will speak by telephone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he calls the very dangerous situation with North Korea.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or action toward the United States. President's warning came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. President Trump returned to the theme of North Korea on Twitter with the tweet warning to North Korea that military solutions are ready to be used. Within hours, the president's post had been retweeted 22,000 times, getting more than 57,000 likes. Mr. Trump's words, both in person and on social media, fell into a pattern of what U.S. allies and partners describe as a concerning new reality, that of a world leader constantly ratcheting up rhetoric while playing to his political base, even on the world stage. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Shortly after all that happened, Kenyatta and his vice president, William Ruto, adopted conciliatory approach to the opposition. Electoral Commission reporting that roughly 79% of the voters turned out. This is VOA News. At least 24 people were killed, more than 100 wounded, many of them seriously, after two passenger trains collided in Egypt. Edward Uranian following the story in Cairo.
Ambulance crews and rescue workers combed through the wreckage of two passenger trains which collided on Egypt's main rail line between the capital, Cairo, and the country's second largest city of Alexandria. A train from the city of Port Said reportedly failed to heed a warning signal, colliding with the train from Cairo. Egyptian media reported that the driver of one of the two trains that collided died on the spot, and that the other was arrested and taken in for questioning, as is the custom in Egypt after a major accident involving the loss of life. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. military has disputed claims an overnight counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan called civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance, local authorities claiming 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed by two separate airstrikes. Taliban insurgents also active in the region, and one of their spokesmen claimed that shortly after missiles hit a vehicle, local residents rushed and gathered near the site where a second airstrike targeted and killed them. The Trump administration is considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. That story now from VOA's Daniel Scherf.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrent to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
Google's chief executive saying the company's workforce needs to represent the world in totality. Comments come as Google grapples with a high-profile internal debate over the number and influence of its female employees. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, we're going to give you some big band 21st century and U.S. Air Force style. As we enjoy a live concert from the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note and some very special guests. When I first started doing Jazz America here on VOA, I was invited to come to Washington, D.C. to be the master of ceremonies for a performance by the United States Air Force Band, the Airmen of Note. Well, I was absolutely blown away. What an incredible band they are and have been for over six decades. In 2017, they presented the Jazz Heritage Series radio broadcasts and invited some very special guests to join them in the performances, like trombonist Steve Touré and the great pianist Cyrus Chestnut. We'll get the thoughts of these two great artists and hear the music they made on stage with the Airmen of Note on this edition of Jazz America. But let's begin with some more big band. As a matter of fact, on this program, you're going to hear a pretty good example of what big band is all about from the past and the present. And going back to 1968, the record label MPS has discovered some classic big band recordings, including Kenny Clarke on drums and Francie Boland on piano, and some very special guests in their big band in a performance in Cologne, Germany, from 1968. From that performance, here's Let's Face the Music and Dance, the Irving Berlin classic, some classic big band to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. from the new release, Daddy Said So. That is Nigerian vocalist Duye and her version of the classic Summertime. And that is a most interesting project because on this project, she was joined by some of the greats of jazz like Ron Carter, Kenny Barron, John Beasley, Russell Malone. And in the case of what you just heard, the big band with a Latin flavor of Cuban Americans led by drummer and arranger Zach O'Farrell, the 21-year-old son of the award-winning big band leader and composer Arturo O'Farrell. And that was Duye, fulfilling a lifelong promise to her father. And the story is that her father had always played jazz music around the house for her as she was growing up, and he would sit her down and told her to listen closely to the music and that jazz was life. He passed away when she was 11 years old, and as he was passing, he said, "Please, one promise, when you become a woman, would you please record some jazz music?" And she did, as you just heard. This is Russ Davis, and my special focus on this edition of Jazz America is the Jazz Heritage series of 2017 radio broadcasts by the Airmen of Note with special guests. Among them, trombonist Steve Turay. Let's get some thoughts from him and then hear his music and his comments from the stage as he plays with the Airmen of Note.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start out the program this evening with paying tribute to my master and the father of the modern trombone, the man who did for the trombone what Charlie Parker did for the saxophone. And of course, I'm speaking about the great J.J. Johnson. Yes. J.J. sent me this next composition to feature the trombone with a big band. This is called El Camino Real.
Thank you.
Steve Touré and the Airmen of Note with J.J. Johnson's classic El Camino Real. And here's another big band feature with Kenny Burrell on guitar, joined by the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra and the song Mama Yaya on Jazz America from VOA 1. That was Kenny Burrell in the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra with a big band sound on the song from his album Unlimited One Live at Catalina's, the song Mama Yaya. Well, we're focusing on big band from the past and the present, and coming up, some big band sounding jazz with an African tinge. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And I've been getting the word that some of the folks listening to Jazz America around the world have been limited to the number of hours or the number of minutes they get to hear the show. It is a two-hour show every week, and some people are getting only half an hour, and times have changed. Well, there is one affiliate that has accepted both hours of Jazz America, and that is Jazz FM 106.1 in Kampala, Uganda. And after many emails going back and forth to work out the details, we received this message from Peter Bayengoma, as well as Christine Mawadri and Honorata Twabazi from Jazz FM in Kampala, saying, "We are definitely excited at this news. Thank you all, and looking forward to a warm, jazzy journey." Well, thank you all for being interested in hearing all 2 hours of Jazz America each week, and it's on 106.1 Jazz FM in Kampala, Uganda, Sundays beginning at 2100 hours. Now, here's a song dedicated to you with a big band flavor. It's the great American artist Randy Weston, who fell in love with the sound of music from the motherland, from his album The African Nubian Suite, with African Family Part 2. To begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
African family.
Hey, this is Al Jarreau, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
Big bands, the Metropole Orchestra, as they brought to life the classic song, Cold Duck, from Eddie Harris. Hope you enjoyed the late, great Al Jarreau. He loved singing with small groups, by himself, solo, and also with big bands. And he did it all at the highest level, as high as anyone's ever achieved, in my humble opinion. Thank you, Al Jarreau, for all your wonderful work. And similar thanks go out to the band that's been around since General Pershing kicked it off some 67 or 68 years ago, the United States Air Force Band, known as the Airmen of Note. In the Jazz Heritage Series 2017 radio broadcasts, they performed in concerts live for an audience in Alexandria, Virginia, and brought in some very special guests, among them the great pianist Cyrus Chestnut. Let's get some of his thoughts and then hear his music with the band here on VOA's Jazz America.
Now the moment we've all been waiting for. Tonight's guest is certainly one of the hardest working, and his reputation is that he's one of the nicest pianists and people in jazz and in our culture today. His spirit shines through every note he plays, and he has worked with sidemen and inspired people like Freddie Hubbard, Branford Marsalis, Betty Carter, and he has led and recorded his own groups for the last 25 years. Would you please welcome to the stage Baltimore native Cyrus Chestnut.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you. I hope that you're enjoying yourself. How about this great ensemble? I'd like to start out with a composition by this gentleman who hails from Baltimore, a pianist. Here's a composition that was beautifully arranged by Master Sergeant Steve Erickson. It's going to feature Master Sergeant Jeff Reeser on guitar, as well as me. A composition entitled Spicy Honey. Some might call it Caliente Mama. We hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Spicy Honey, the name of that one. Cyrus Chestnut on piano with the U.S. Air Force Band, the Airmen of Note. Now, we have to be careful because we can't give the Air Force all of the credit here on this edition of the program. The U.S. Army Band, called the U.S. Army Swamp Romp, has put together a funky new release that came out not long ago called Voodoo Boogaloo. And from that, here's their big band version of the Stevie Wonder classic I Wish on Jazz America from VOA 1. History from 1939, Glenn Miller's In the Mood. My mother played that for me. That was the very first jazz music I ever heard. More big band coming up next hour.